Yeah. Oh, yeah.
101.7
This is how we gonna do this right here.
Pretty woman. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are officially tapped in, Truth Nation. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us today. We got a special guest in the building. Meech, what's the word?
What's going on, Jazz?
Meech is back, y'all. Meech is back. Only for today.
I've been in the back. Here. I've been in the back.
He's been in the back, but I'm saying he's the co-host for today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. For those who are watching us live, please do not forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth. Follow us on social media at 101.7 The Truth and tap in MKE. Today, we're going to talk about that debate. Let's talk a little bit about that debate that happened yesterday. I don't really know if it was a debate, to be honest. It seemed more so like a forum, right? Like, I don't personally feel that enough answers were provided. I don't feel like enough clarity was provided. I don't feel like citizens who are undecided were able to take something away and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to vote for this specific person. So let's get into it. Yesterday's Democratic debate featured candidates David Crowley, Barnes, Brennan, Royce, and Hong ahead of the August 11th primary. The debate focused on affordability, public safety, education, housing, healthcare, economic development. And my question today to you, Truth Nation, is did anyone actually earn your vote based off of the debate, quote unquote, that was had yesterday on Marquette University campus? Is there anyone who has earned your vote strictly off of that conversation? We want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. Listen, again, this is my personal opinion. I feel like it was too short. I don't feel like an hour was enough time. It should have been 2 hours. And any debate that I watch typically is over an hour. So I don't understand the dynamics behind making it 60 minutes, especially when there's five candidates. Mm-hmm. I also believe that a lot of the questions that were asked has some biases. And
the moderator?
Yeah. When they opened the debate, the first thing was an attack at Crowley.
First thing
was an attack at Crowley, right?
How do you feel it was an attack?
Because I mentioned this the other day, my hopes for the debate was for them not to get messy or nitpick, but to provide real clarity and answers to the citizens of Milwaukee. So starting the moderation off with a question that is attacking a specific candidate and that had absolutely nothing to do with the campaign, to me, it just seemed biased. Crowley did an amazing job with curving it and providing the answers that needed to be provided. Mandela was Patti LaBelle yesterday.
We just don't come back in on that today.
He was petty. I mean, he was really like throwing shots. The attitude to me seemed a little arrogant, very egotistic. It was pretty much giving Black Token the safe Black man for this seat type of vibe.
I mean, he ain't been giving them vibes off to Black men, though. Like, I don't get like, okay, he cool, we should.
He was like, hey, what are you talking about? What I did notice was Hong was over there cheesing real hard at Mandela when he was speaking.
Yeah, but it wasn't no direct attacks at her.
No, it was giving that's my boo vibes. I don't know, Meech. She was over there cheesing like, okay, I see you. Brennan, he had, I don't know, like to me, I can just kind of see right through him. Like, I don't know him personally. I'm not familiar with a lot of the work that he has done. But my overall take between him, Royce, and Mandela specifically is the fact that it's politics to me. It seems like it's all polished. Cringy. Exactly. It's all polished. No,
yeah.
Like, I can't, like, cringy. Man. Yeah.
Like, I don't trust believe you.
Yes. That's exact. It's like, I can't, like, it's all fabricated. And I feel like the citizens of not just the state of Wisconsin, but with the country overall is tired of the scenarios.
It's like they lying without lying. Yes. Like, just lie. Just put the lie together.
Yes. They dressing it up and making it look pretty. But if you don't even have to be in politics. If you follow politics, if you are a person who watch the debates, if you vote, then you know what I mean. It's a certain thing that they do where you know is full of crap. They're full of crap.
But as a black man, I think a lot of black men really don't follow too much politics or get into the political thing because it's like, we can't fool me.
You know what?
I don't need all that.
I'm going to disagree. The reason why I'm going to disagree is because there's a lot of black men who are becoming business owners, and that affects their business. Politics affects their business. Depending on what district you're in, local and statewide, it affects your business. So I wouldn't say that I'm 50-50. So I would agree with you, but then I would challenge it by saying I think that more black men are becoming more familiar with politics.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. We're familiar with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to speak for every black man, but it's more so, you know, that's where I'm coming from. That's my perspective. So it's like, you know, when I talk to my peers, it's, you know, they not really, you can't be, they ain't with all the hoorah, the this and that and this program and that program. It's about results.
It is.
And you know, people get swayed how they get swayed, but we know where we comfortable at as a black man. Like, yes. It ain't like we gotta vote for a black man or gotta vote this way or that way, but it's just more so like we know where comfortability lies at. So I'm not opposed to like just any candidate. It's just more so like I don't need to hear what you plan on doing.
Yeah, show me. And to your point, I would say my top two would be Crowley and Honk. Just specifically for the debate. Those are on top two.
That's who you feel won the debate?
As far as personality and staying on topic.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I like Crowley's debate. Seemed well more seasoned for the debate part of it. Everybody else had, good stance. But I think we get back into some of that when we come back for break. It's 101.7 The Truth.
White people, I go crazy. Yeah.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance Studio in the beautiful heart of downtown Milwaukee. You have been officially tapped in. We got Meech in the building today. What's the word, Meech?
What's the word?
Listen, back in effect, baby. We were talking about the governor's debate before we went to break. I was just discussing my personal views and personal opinions on it. But we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. After yesterday's debate, did anyone actually earn your vote? Was there one specific candidate that stood out that said, you know what, because of this debate, I know for a fact that I am going to vote for this person. For me, again, this is not being biased, but I'm just kind of over the whole super polished politics, right? I understand being professional. I understand speaking a certain way. We all know what it means to be an elected official or someone who is becoming an elected official. But I think because of the state that we're in, not meaning Wisconsin, but the state that the people are in, we want someone who is transparent. We want someone who, when they speak, it feels as if they are sitting across from you in your kitchen, on your kitchen table or your living room. You know, we don't want anyone who is going to polish it up, make it look good, sound good, and tell us what we want to hear. We want someone who is authentic. Mm-hmm. And this, what I believe, again, my personal opinion, is that Crawley was the most authentic. And when it comes to Hong, I feel like she's very passionate. I feel like she has a great passion for the people and for the work. Do I believe that she has the backbone to be the governor? I'm not sure. She has not convinced me. A lot of the things that Crawley said yesterday, I was reading some of the comments and they were talking about it was okay, you know, debate for him, but he was being transparent. You want to ask me questions about taxes and all of this other stuff? And y'all say y'all want us to raise taxes for millionaires, but let's take a step back and look at the entire picture.
Yeah, they all supported the tax of millionaires.
Yeah, like, but his stance was, let's take a step back and see what the income looks like across the board, right? Because, and I get why he's saying that, because he's in Milwaukee County, and I'm almost positive that there are a lot of minorities who are also millionaires in the state of Wisconsin. So when you say things, who give back, who do things, and it doesn't mean that they shouldn't pay more. But again, a valid answer would be, let's step back and take a look at the picture on a broader spectrum so that we can understand what we're dealing with instead of just throwing out numbers. And I respect that. You can say, hey, I want to increase taxes by 8.65%, which is what Hong said. And right now it's 7.65% versus, hey, let's step back and take a look at it. When he first came into the debate, he mentioned that the data that was given, that information was incorrect as it pertains to Sarah Rodriguez.
Yeah.
So why should we trust any other data, right? Why should we trust whatever it is that's being
Lieutenant
laid
Governor
out?
Sarah Rodriguez.
Exactly. Yep. So, again, that was one of his strong points. Brennan, like, he has some good points, but he didn't have anything really that he was running off of. Like, it just sounded like rhetoric. It wasn't anything that was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense or this makes sense. It sounds like he was just saying whatever he needed to say in order to win the people over. Even with the closing statements, his closing statement wasn't convincing to me. Mandela, he was operating out of ego, in my opinion. He was operating out of ego, out of arrogance. That's how it came off. And hey, you know, I only lost by 1.1%, da 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 da. And it's like Crawley and Hong were the only two who were not subjective. Everybody else was, I did this, I did that. What about the people? When you hear Crawley speak, he says we. When you hear Hong speak, she didn't refer back just strictly to herself the entire debate. So again, we want to hear from you if, after watching the debate yesterday, if anyone has earned your vote, 833-212-1017. 17. I personally don't believe that it was long enough. I don't believe that a lot of things that should have been talked about was talked about. Yeah. I still feel like we don't have any clarity. We don't have enough information to make a decision. I mean, we do, but we don't. If we're going strictly off that debate, we
yeah,
don't.
So Marquette they released a poll after the debate. So say state rep Francesca Hong has expanded her lead in the Wisconsin Democratic race for governor, according to the Marquette Law School poll released today. The poll found 30% of likely Democratic primary voters support Hong, up from 26% in the previous Marquette poll conducted earlier this month. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is second at 16%, while Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who entered the race after the last poll, is third at 7%. And then Joel Brennan and State Senator Kel DeRoy's received 2% support. So,
shout out to the text line. Angela Irby says, I hope you feel better today, Jazz. Thank you so much. I do, but I don't at the same time. But it's okay. I'm here. I want to show up because these are things that we have to talk about. And these are things that the people need to be informed on, whether they watch the debate or not. When it comes to the polls, I'm wondering who they're asking and how accurate it is. Specifically because I've noticed that they have changed and they do fluctuate day to day, but there has been a significant change. And I'm curious to see how, you know, if majority of, based off of what Brennan said, if majority of the people are undecided, how are they getting these numbers? How is this data showing up to them? So that's something that I do want to look into.
I mean, I don't think it's a Marquette poll. So, I mean, like you said, like who they asking, mm-hmm. probably just something, you know, I don't know how it go down, but I'm sure it's more polls going to come out as we get closer. But we just going to, the polls really don't tell us nothing until we get to the poll.
So if you watched the debate last night, we want to speak to you, 833-212-1017. One of the questions that I pose is, the candidates who were speaking, can they help the average family sitting around at the kitchen table, right? The conversations, the things that they're saying, are these people who you would invite into your home to have a conversation with that you feel like understands what you're going through? And again, we're not talking about just Milwaukee. We're talking about the broad spectrum of Wisconsin in general. Wisconsin is a state where it has the largest city, Milwaukee, and we all know what Milwaukee is like. Then you have a lot of farms, a lot of farmers. You have a lot of land. You have the resorts. You know what I'm saying? You have different people. It's not a state where it's geared towards just this rich, famous, you know, life,
I've
right?
seen these candidates out here, so outside. So, it seems, you know, they doing different different interviews, different style interviews.
Yeah.
It's like they touching the streets more, putting their boots on the ground. So, you know, we've been in the parade, stuff like that's what we've seen. A few candidates to where it's like, okay, they not just in commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not just in ad space.
Yeah.
They out here really campaigning.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you have a pick, Meech?
Do I have a pick? Your top two? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Like I said, like, you know, we know who the candidates is. No, I don't have a pick right now. I mean, I feel like I'm leaning one way, yeah. And then, you know, it just, you know, stuff come out.
Yeah.
But the stuff that come out don't really, it just be like, that's all campaign fluff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that we kind of, you know, I'm just saying me, I'm kind of used to that, you know, something's going to come out, some kind of scandal, some kind of fluff, something to screw somebody's campaign, you know, didn't think Dave would drop out so early after, you know, reports of Sarah Rodriguez's ad, but him coming in kind of, you know, I was, you know, kind of glad, you know what I mean, to be like, okay, cool.
I am curious to learn more about the candidates' families.
Yeah.
Their spouses.
Yeah, I only seen Dave family.
I've only seen Dave family. And the beauty in that is...
Mandela Barnes got it.
Well, apparently he, you know, was messing with Francesca Hong, but... Listen. You hear from me?
Who are we?
Listen, I don't know.
Should we get on our relationship?
I'm just saying, man. What?
What happened? I don't know.
I don't
know. Allegedly. Shout out to Bailey. Allegedly.
Wise and Hong were having an affair together.
Allegedly.
But I'm eager to see the other people's spouses, because who you marry is important. And we all know that when you're in a marriage or a relationship, the person that they come home to is the person that they confide in the most.
But do a candidate gotta have a spouse? Or
they don't, but it's the whole image thing, right?
Yeah, like you can't be talking about families and you don't know nothing about it.
You ain't got no kids. That's what I'm saying.
I don't hear nobody that got no kids.
Yeah. So Mandela don't have any children.
You don't know what it takes.
I don't believe Hong has any children either. Again, so to my...
So you think I'm going to put my family in there?
Come on.
And they decisions for my family?
You don't even have a family. So, I was just going to say it's not any slight, but sometimes, a lot of times you don't understand what people go through because you haven't been through it. This is why, again, so I'm not stuck in between. I know exactly who, you know, I'm leaning towards. But the reason why I separate Crawley and Hong from everybody else is because of the authenticity and the passion, right? I know that Hong has the passion, but some of the things that she mentioned in her debate did not make sense for the state of Wisconsin. She was pushing the fact that she was able to push the Asian culture inside of the public school systems. And then she also mentioned some things pertaining to increasing the taxes for the millionaires without having a solid plan. Even when she was reading, right, even when she was speaking, it seemed like it was more so like it wasn't, I'm not going to say it wasn't a lot of thought put into it, but it wasn't believable. It was like she was reading from a script, right? It didn't seem like it was heartfelt. And stuff like that, again, it is politics, so I understand it from working in politics.
Would you want somebody that's more seasoned in these type of campaigns like this? Like, I feel like seeing people grow in these spaces is what I need to see, too. Like, seeing, like, Crawley come in and see how he react to, you know, the negativity of him dropping out or not being able to hold his own or whatever is going on
with
his team.
To me, I feel like Crawley has a purest heart because, again, like, and this is my personal opinion. It does not reflect the station or anything like that. This is me talking personally. I feel like Mandela is the black token black man that they would consider suitable because he's safe. And I feel like Crawley is everything that they are afraid of.
I mean,
because he
how can you
actually,
say that? How people can think that? And my last time hearing the Mandela bars until now was a scandal in the last
campaign. With the taxes. Right?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's recently. I'm just saying, like, before this campaign, before this whole thing, it was more so, like, the last thing I heard from him up until him re-entering the race. Yeah. This campaign for 2026, it was 2024 where something was going on.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I heard. Yeah. So for you to think he's safe, he wasn't safe. He ain't.
No, I mean, well, to the people, the powers that be, he's safe.
It's a safe pick.
A safe black token because he's not too rough around the edges. And he's also, you know, again, he
I think
has
probably
a certain...
more safe than that. Because I'm like you said, I'm looking at his family. He's got daughters. So I'm looking more like that. Like, now you just told me it was allegedly a scandal going on. So it's like, okay, now we got something else. Got more fluff on top of fluff.
Yeah.
On top of fluff this time.
Yeah.
And then even with Crawley, we hear what's going on. But it's like, we're not getting no facts from it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about it when we get back. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler.
Tight dress, money long, it's neon. With the C on. By the bad, that's the only thing I be on. Yeah. I be dripping like some ice cream from Leon's. Yeah.
Problematic, got the beef, right?
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Thank you so much for tapping in with us today. And today we are talking about the debate that happened last night on Marquette University campus. Barnes was a part of that. Brennan, as well as Crowley, Royce, and Hong. Prior to us going to break, we were giving our own personal opinions. And when I say we, I mean we got my main man in the building, Meech. Meech is on today. So as far as the debate, just to do a recap, again, this is my personal opinion. It does not reflect the opinion of the station or anything like that. But I personally don't believe that it was a strong debate. I feel like it was a forum. I feel like it should have been longer. I feel like a lot of questions were not asked that should have been asked. A lot of answers were not given. And simply the citizens of the state of Wisconsin was not provided with enough information to make an indefinite decision on who they need to vote for by August 11th to go up against Tom Tiffany. Some of the questions that they were asking, again, they had an hour to ask questions that would answer a lot of questions that a lot of citizens in the state of Wisconsin have. And they chose to open it by attacking Crowley regarding something that really has nothing to do with nothing, right? So I didn't agree with that. A lot of the, again, the questions that they were speaking of surrounded taxes, public school systems. I didn't hear anything about, well, they did talk about public safety as far as defunding the police. And Hong, I believe, initially stated that she was for that, and then she went back on that during the debate.
Yeah, well, no attacks. Anybody? No personal attacks.
Well, no, because Mandela was being petty.
He said one thing.
He was being petty, and he said he came from Crowley for sure, right?
You know, I mean, one blow. I mean, you got to get that one. That's cheesy. You know what I mean? That's something that's a given. Like, that ain't hurt nothing. You going to say something that's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you ready to direct? Like, bye, man.
Yeah.
Bye, man. Sit down.
But I also believe that before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that I felt like Mandela kind of give off that safe vote. Like, oh, he's a safe black man that we can vote for, whatever the case may be. And the reason why I say that is because of the way he comes off. He comes off with this arrogance. He even mentioned it during the debate last night that he has no relation. He cannot relate to a lot of people. Doesn't matter what ethnicity, he can't relate to them as it pertains to struggles because he didn't go through that. And it's not to say that that's wrong, right? If you come from a good household, you come from a good household. But when we talk about the families that are in need, whether there are farmers, whether there are families who are a part of Milwaukee or any other family, I just don't personally believe that him or Brennan or Royce are the people that can sit across from these people and meet them where they at. I don't feel like these are the people that can walk into a citizen's home and have a natural, relaxed conversation without it sounding too politically correct. And that, for me, is why I would not support either of those candidates.
Yeah.
We don't need any more fluff. We have enough of that with the president, with president.
The bounce back game gotta be calls. That's pretty much what it's, you know, Mandela done bounced back, Crowley bouncing back. So, yo, to me, you know, as a black man, bounce back ain't got to be called. Like, when it's not going right, you know, because you said about being in the household, so it's like, okay, right now, people, like you said, people be coming from household, good household right now, but when tragedy strikes, you know,
yeah,
you got to have that person in office that'll understand.
Yeah.
It could be good right now, so you be like, okay, some of these issues don't, you know, pertain to me, but I need to see somebody like, okay, when it's not going good, how do they respond?
Exactly.
Because right now it's going good for me. So
that part.
When it's not going good, I'll be looking at my elected official like, okay, you gonna see us over here?
That part. That's what I'm saying.
And whatever he said 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, I'm just saying, right. So it's like
10, 15 years ago. And again, to your point, it goes back to the fact that, you know, he was playing ball. Prior to him jumping out of the race, and we're talking about Crowley, he was playing ball, meaning like, hey, If you say you have this amount, then I'm just going to back you, right? That's the most logical thing to do.
Yeah, I mean,
only to find out that you was finessing the whole time and the data, the math wasn't mathing.
Man, we basically paying big bank take little bank.
Yeah.
I got a little bank.
Come on.
Let's go. We go roll it with you.
And then you wasn't even.
But you got a little bank than me.
Me? And you was lying about it? Come on, man. Like, stop playing. But what's even more troubling is the fact that she did that to him and did not come back and endorse him. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, she out of there. What's she for the, what
but
you about
still,
to say now?
Whether you endorse him publicly or not, just offering that support. I mean, it's, again, stop trying to finesse people. For real. Stop trying to finesse people. So when I look at the race overall and the way that they attack Crawley, they don't really have anything to go off of. It's so bad that they're pulling up tech, the social media, when it first started. Literally. These are tweets from when Twitter first started, right?
Yeah.
15, 16 years ago.
It's a different
ago.
Social media. The way it's a different etiquette now.
Come on.
With everything. So it's etiquette on top of etiquette layers.
Come
that,
on.
That, you know, 15, 20 years ago, everybody had Twitter fingers.
Yes.
Everybody.
And Hogg and Royce has worked at a state level, but so have Crawley. He's worked at a state level. He's also he's over the Milwaukee County, right? So, again, he has a lot of experience. When we talk about Barnes, he was the lieutenant governor, but what did he do while he was in office? I mean, the current governor didn't even back him. Would you say that that can make or break a person's campaign?
I mean, do we vote on a lieutenant governor, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't know we voted for him.
But just the fact that...
As a lieutenant governor. I didn't know he was lieutenant
a
governor.
Former lieutenant.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know that. Didn't know that. So I mean, I didn't know how he, like, that's where he coming from?
As a former lieutenant governor, the fact that the current governor was in office when you were in office and did not endorse you, to me, says a lot. Even with Joel Brennan, he worked under Evers as well, and Evers did not endorse him. He endorsed Crawley because, again, when we talk about being a Milwaukee County executive,
probably
that's the
close.
Entire yeah. county. That's at a state level. That's at a national level. That's at a county level. And that's at a city level. He's dealing with so many different people on so many different levels, including the citizens, right? Where a lot of those people who are stuck inside of the state capitol or in state reps in those positions, they are strictly state. They don't get a lot of time to get out of that bubble. He has been outside of that bubble and continues to stay outside of that bubble, and that's what's going to separate him from everybody else. He is the only one that's doing boots on the ground. Even when he's not there, he has his team who is there. But he comes from this. So his father was union electrician, I believe. He was a part of the union. Mm-hmm. He went to public schools. He lived in 5-3. He come from 5-3 to a, he's well-rounded. And then his wife, she works for an organization that's boots on the ground to assist with housing, right?
So what other zip code everybody else come from?
Mandela say he come from 5-3-2-0-6 too, but some people was on the sidewalk and some was in the street.
No, I'm saying, what zip code is that?
I think Mandela come from the blue side.
You know,
I don't think
everybody
got to say
their zip code from now on as a candidate.
I don't think.
I need to know what your zip code is.
Right, where you come from? For real, because it says a lot. And again, when we're talking about the majority of the state of Wisconsin, the reason why it's important to take that into consideration is because a lot of people who are wealthy, a lot of people who don't come from certain backgrounds cannot relate. And when you are in these positions, you have to be able to relate to everyone. So you take a person who has been through the struggle, who has had challenges throughout their life and who is now successful versus a person who's been successful and never had challenges. Yeah. Which one is you going to choose, right? You've been through A, B, C, D, and you're successful. This person hasn't been through A, B, C, D, and they're successful, which means this person over here is more experienced because they've been through it all, so they can relate to all types of people, right? That's the person you want, not a person who's going just off of whatever role they played working at a school.
I need my cannon popping. He need to be popping it.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel you.
Talk your junk, you. Bro. Like, Come on now.
I feel you.
You gotta pop it. Like, I ain't really.
And see, and again, I was watching the comments yesterday when they were, during the debate, when they were talking about each candidate, and people are so bent on Hong. And I seen some people talking about Royce and Brennan, and I'm sitting here like, yeah, this is the same fluff. Y'all keep getting politicked, right? I am the best candidate because I worked at state. I am the candidate that has the most endorsements in the city of Milwaukee. I am the candidate. This is Royce, right?
Blah, blah, blah.
Every answer that y'all provide has nothing to do with the people.
Ask me who I bank with.
For real. Like, it has nothing to do with the people. And again, it's transparency. It's authenticity. You should be able to sit. It doesn't matter if you're in front of someone or if you're watching from a TV. You should be able to sit and view this person.
This what Barnes said. To everybody watching at home, I want you to know that the establishment is trying to rig this election. Like, so why you ain't calling people by their name, bro? Call them by their name. Are you scared now?
Come on now.
You scared? You scared?
We already gonna call them the establishment. The establishment.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Man, he was so arrogant and ego-driven on that again. What did you do as lieutenant governor? What did you do as lieutenant governor? That's what I want to know, right? Everything, when we talk about politics and we do these debates, everything is so subjective. Everything is so subjective. I. What have you done for we, for us?
Carly reminded viewers, he's the only Democratic race. He's the only Democratic. The Democrat in the race who has ever run a local government. So.
Yeah.
Everybody else ain't done this?
Yes. Come on.
Anybody else done this? What are we talking about?
He's over the entire county of Milwaukee. Do you know how, like, we're not talking about, okay, so let's break it down. A state rep, yes, you're a state rep, but you have a specific district.
We trying to win a championship with all rookies.
Come on, let's put it all out on the table instead of trying to fly. I'm a state rep. You have a specific district, and in that district, you still have people that you work with who are other elected officials, like the city, you know, common council, things of that nature. When you're dealing with an entire county, it's a different layout. There's so many different layers to it, right? From parks to health. So Crowley, being the Milwaukee County executive, he's over the youth detention facilities, the prisons. He's over the parks. He's over the health. He's over all of it.
Transportation.
Right?
Transportation.
He checks all the boxes when it comes to these things. State reps, yes, they have certain due diligence, and yes, they are supposed to do certain things at
the
state level.
It's on the streets, though.
But to his point in the debate, If you popping your stuff and you talking about, oh, I worked as a state rep and I'm sitting in this seat, but the money and the funds that you have and the resources you have has not trickled down to your district. That means absolutely nothing. What have you done in that seat? That's what I'm saying. I don't care about the titles. I don't care about the accolades. What have you done this entire time while you have been in your seat? As a state rep, while on Congress, as a former lieutenant governor, as former secretary working with under Evers, what have you done while in that seat? Those are the things that we need to be figuring out. Those are the questions that should have been. Exactly.
How can they?
Those are the questions that should be asked. In my personal opinion, shout out to the chat. LaRon Taylor says, years ago, I'm going to vote for whoever is the nominee. But that means if I was running, I'm going to question somebody who blames dead people or stuff they did. Why didn't he delete it? So this is my take on that. And I'm not going to address it too much because, again, if you have to go back to find, if throughout this entire campaign, is the only thing you can find is something from 15 years ago on Twitter.
Before I even thought about running for anything.
Come on now. Like, and you don't know if he's lying.
Now you got to scrub the ground before you do anything.
No one knows if he's blaming something on somebody that's not here anymore. You don't know.
Yeah, no context of what.
Why can't he be telling the truth? Why do you have to believe whatever the media tell you? And I'm not saying this directly to you, LaRon, or I'm not trying to be biased, but I'm saying, why are we like that? Why do we take and believe everything that one party tells
us? You can't show me nothing from 15 years ago. It's, come on. And you AI'd this. You AI'd it. It's been AI generated. If it's you telling me it's from 15 years ago.
LaRon Taylor also says, Evers did not endorse Mandela because everybody told him not to run against Ron Johnson and screw up the Democratic Party, and he did it anyways. Welp.
How he get to that point, though? Somebody had to vote for him to get to that point.
That's what I'm saying. Shout out to Jasmine West. She says, hey, Jazz and Meech. Hey, Jazz, thank you so much for checking in. LaRon Taylor says, who's got the best policies? I don't care where you come from. Well, that's another issue. Because where you come from matters, right? And the reason why is because if you had a candidate who was not even born in the state of Wisconsin...
Who ain't born in the state of Wisconsin?
No, I'm just saying as an example. Like, where you from don't matter. Okay. So if I wasn't from Wisconsin and I was running for a governor, would you vote for me? I'm not even from here. I don't know nothing about it. That don't make sense to me.
Are you all the way from Rhinelander?
Yeah.
Trying to say what's going down here on the south side of Wisconsin.
Trying to say what's going down on the south side. And where you come from matters because we're talking about the demographic of people that you need to serve. You have to be well-versed. You have to be able to deal with all types of people from all different walks of life. And it's easier for people who has come from certain circumstances to do that because they know what it means. They work for theirs. They know what it means not to have something handed to them, and they're a little bit more humble. When you have people who don't come from the walks of life that we come from, you have the Mandela bars, the arrogance, the ego, do whatever I want to do.
Night Market ain't said nothing to nobody.
Ain't said nothing to nobody.
But you know one thing?
No, we're talking about
character. Ain't nobody said nothing to him neither. That's what I looked at. Am I right, Z? Listen, ain't nobody say nothing. I said, they got Mandela bars.
When I run into Crowley on the street, right?
Ain't nobody said
nothing. What's up, D? What's up? When you see Mandela...
Mandela walking past, ain't nobody said that. It's thousands of people.
Hey, how you doing?
It's thousands of people at the night market.
Come on, man. We talking.
Ain't nobody rushed to say nothing to him.
And let's not forget character, right? We're talking character. If the only thing y'all got on Crowley is tweets, Crowley would have to be about, what, 25?
Oh, they ain't see what he did for them, though, a couple months ago. They don't know what he did for them a couple months ago, though.
Right.
You want to talk about, that's the only thing you know is something he did 15 years ago, but you don't know what he done for you this whole time as Milwaukee County Executive.
Come on now. What, that part?
This whole time he has bust plenty moves for you.
But tell me what moves was busted since he's been.
He ain't done a lot.
Come on. Let's talk about that. Hong, again, her passion is there. I see the passion, but I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced, especially when she said, I push Asian culture in the public school system. Why? I'm not saying that you should. If that's what you want to do, then do it. But let's be clear. When you look at the Asian population throughout not even just the state of Wisconsin, but the entire country, they don't have the best track record as it pertains to capitalizing off of oppressed cities and neighborhoods and giving back. These are the same with the corner stores, the gas stations, right? We have a little bit more leeway with them. But let's be clear. When you're going to some of these markets, some of these nail salons, some of these beauty supply stores, some of these clothing stores, so on and so on, do you ever see them giving back?
Okay, look, one thing. He's been managing a $1.4 million budget.
Come on.
Facing address severe budget deficits, including a $19 million gap in 2024
mm-hmm.
and a $14 million gap in 2025. Mm-hmm. Projected a $46 million gap. That's triple for this year. So, for 2026.
Come on.
I mean, look, y'all ain't even touched that much money to know what it take.
Jazz says it was dry. It was. The debate was so dry. Like, I was sitting there like, is this a debate or a forum? Right?
Like, show me who got it. Like, tell me who got it. step up. But that's what I'm saying. Like, who got that fire?
Yeah.
I need the one that's got, like, hey, look, hey, I don't care if y'all trying to push me away. I'm coming.
I personally just believe that Crawley was the most authentic. I do.
That counts.
I feel like Hong was the most passionate, but Crawley was the most authentic. You're asking him for questions about what he would do when he's telling you, hey, y'all keep saying raise the taxes for the millionaires. I get it. But let's assess everything first.
Yeah, I ain't giving out no brownie
first.
Points, though, Josh. Somebody should have won last night.
They should have. But to be fair, those questions that the moderators asked was not strong to me.
Yeah.
Like, it was very mediocre. And if you were expecting clarity based off those questions, anybody who's been a part of these type of events, you're not going to get them. When he opened with the first question, I could see right then and there. This is not going to be lucrative for the citizens in the state of Wisconsin, because the questions that need to be asked are the questions that they were asking was stuff that the public had already knew. These were questions and answers that they had already given publicly. We already know that Hong had mentioned something about defunding the police and the prisons and so on and so on. We already know information about the taxes as far as them wanting to raise the taxes when it comes to millionaires. We already know these things. So they basically took questions and information that was already out there and asked them instead of asking them the unanswered questions.
Yeah, if Crawley pushed for updates to criminal justice policy to improve fairness and outcomes.
Like, I'm going to be honest. The fact that I respect Hong and her passion, but when she leave with, you know, my parents are immigrants and I push to get to the Asian culture inside of the public school systems, all of these things to me, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a black woman, but however, 50% is that. It's not relatable to the demographic in the state of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
Period.
That's what I mean. I was going to take it there.
It's not relatable. It's not relatable. You're talking about you're pushing a specific culture in a public school system full of children who ancestors built this country. Let's talk about it, right? Let's talk about it. And I'm just being honest. Okay. Let's talk about the culture in the state of Wisconsin as it pertains to what you're pushing, and they've never given back to the oppressed neighborhoods. Let's talk about it. Come on. Let's talk about it. So for me, that's what made me step back and be like, I'm good. The passion is there, but again, I'm good. When it comes to Royce, it looked like a robot. I received the most nominations in the city of Milwaukee. I've also worked at the state level, and I have the most experience when it comes to da-da-da-da-da, robot.
Mm.
All of the answers she's given, robot. All of the energy she provided, robot. Brennan, hey, Fluff, hey, listen. I worked under Evers, and I'm going to tell you right now that based off of da-da-da-da. And here go Mandela. Listen, as a former lieutenant governor.
Like that means, that's what I'm saying, like that like really don't hold no weight, boss. Oh,
because you ain't do nothing in that city.
I didn't know we actually voted like, for him.
Come on now.
Hey, come on. I don't hold too much weight around
come
here.
Come on now.
Because I didn't know Sarah Rodriguez was in her position until she just pulled the move she pulled.
Meet. LaRon Taylor says, I met Brennan on Monday and I told him in order for him to stand out, he needs to say he has a pathway for economic development in the black community. He didn't say any of that. Nobody else. Nobody did. Right? Nobody. Crawley came in strong, man. I'm not going to lie. When they tried to cut from him, he said, I am not an established candidate from the Democratic Party. I am somebody who comes from struggle. Hello. This is what I come from. And he's not shying away from who he is.
So if Tony endorsed Mandela, will he be the established one since he was already in the position? You was already in the whole nother governor election.
I'm just saying.
Are you more of the establishment?
I'm looking at character. If it is true that Hong and Mandela was having an affair, that goes against both of their characters to me. If you look at the track record when it comes to Barnes and Taxes and his previous relationships, he does not have a good character to me, period.
He just mad Tony didn't want to bump with him.
Come on now. We got to go to break. Let's talk about it. 833-212-1017. We are talking about the debate. It's your girl Jazz Tyler and Digi Meech.